College English Test, Band 4, Part 2, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear three news reports. At the end of each news report, you will hear two or three questions. Both the news report and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
News Report 1. The World Pipe Band Championships will take place in Glasgow on Saturday. Over 120 of the world's best pipe bands will compete at the championships. Over 4,000 pipers and drummers are expected to descend on the city for the annual event. It will take place at the St. James Playing Fields in Glasgow on Saturday, 18 May, from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. The event is free. Also, a free shuttle bus will run between the event car parks and the competition site. Shuttle buses will run every 15 minutes from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Glasgow City Council says it is estimated to bring £300,000 to the local economy. The first World Pipe Band Championships were held in Edinburgh in 1947. The event first took place in Glasgow in 1948. It has been held regularly in Glasgow since 1986.
Questions 1 and 2 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 1. What event will take place in Glasgow? Question 2. What does Glasgow City Council say the event will do? News Report 2. Summer doesn't begin for two more days, but scientists are already sounding the alarm about dangerous ice melts going on right now in Greenland. The vast island usually locks away enough fresh water in its ice sheet, which, if melted, can raise global sea levels by 6 meters. And research shows that in recent years, its ice has melted faster than ever before. This month, as temperatures in northwestern Greenland approach all-time highs, researchers are encountering unusual, surprising levels of melting ice in the region. The most significant concern here is how early this is all happening. Greenland experiences annual ice melt and growth cycles, but this year the melting season began in early May. That's a month earlier than normal, and something that's happened only once before in the historical record, in 2016. That means that not only is the ice melting very fast, it has more time to melt this summer than it would in a normal climate system. Longer melt seasons like this one seem to lead to much greater contributions to sea level rise than in previous decades.
Questions 3 and 4 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 3. What is scientists' warning in the news report? Question 4. What do we learn about this year's ice melting season in Greenland? News Report 3. Bundles containing thousands of pounds in cash keep turning up on the streets of Blackhall Colliery in northern England, according to police. Residents of the village have been coming across bundles of 20-pound notes, usually worth £2,000, in the former mining village in County Durham. The latest discovery was on Monday, meaning 4 of these cash bundles have been handed in this year, and 13 since 2014. The bundles are usually left in plain sight and have been scattered across the small coastal village. The owner has 2 weeks to collect the cash, which is then returned to the finder if not claimed, according to Peter Lee, police. A Durham police spokesperson said the money has been returned to the lucky finders in all cases except yesterday. Policeman John Forster said in a statement, "The circumstances remain a mystery, so we would welcome any information that will help us get to the bottom of these random incidents." He told the Northern Echo, "It isn't an affluent part of the world, so for them to find cash of that amount and instantly think about taking it to the police stations shows the community spirit there is."
Questions 5 to 7 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 5. What happened on the streets of Blackhall Colliery? Question 6. What do the local police do with the money if not claimed in 2 weeks? Question 7. What did the policeman, John Forster, say about the villagers?
Section B, Directions. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, you will hear 4 questions. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
It's your birthday next week. What have you got planned?
I'm not sure. I often feel strange on my birthday. It's like my brain decides to have a crisis.
It's not entirely unusual to feel anxious or sad around your birthday. Birthdays can tap into a lot of things people worry about, including their achievements in life, in the past decade, or their accomplishments of the past year. Many begin to search for the meaning of their existence, leading to behaviors such as ending or starting a relationship, or plans like starting a vigorous diet or fitness program.
I have wonderful friends, and I love celebrating their birthdays, but I don't like being the center of attention, receiving gifts, and having a fuss made. It seems to trigger a type of social anxiety. I think social media, too, can intensify things as birthdays now play out more publicly. Birthday reminders can be helpful, but I kind of worry I won't be able to drum up my own day and show it to look as exciting as it is supposed to be.
Well, to deal with the birthday blues, you should not isolate yourself. It's best to gradually face your birthday with people you trust. That would help you learn self-acceptance, or that it's okay to be the focus.
Perhaps. Or I could perceive my birthday as an opportunity to do something for others, like asking people to make a donation instead of buying a gift.
Exactly. Or even simply see your birthday as an opportunity to bring people together, for them to have fun.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 8. How does the man often feel on his birthday? Question 9. What does the woman say many people tend to do on their birthday? Question 10. What does the man say about birthday celebrations? Question 11. What does the woman suggest the man do about his birthday celebration at the end of the conversation? Conversation 2.
The metro was absolutely terrible this morning.
Oh, was there a delay?
No, but the train was so packed that I could barely move, and it was difficult to breathe, too. At every station, more people squeezed in, and I got pushed further and further inside. When I got to my station, I could hardly get out. Once I did get out, I was totally exhausted.
That sounds like a nightmare. Why didn't you take the bus?
The bus takes twice as long, and it's just as crowded.
Well, what's the alternative? Haven't you got a car?
I've got a driver's license, but that's all. I'm saving up to buy something reasonably small and cute, but it's still a bit expensive for me, and it'll take a while before I have enough money.
Have you thought about getting an electric motorbike?
I considered that for maybe a minute, but honestly, I've just seen too many horrible accidents involving those dangerous monsters.
What about those popular share bikes? You could register to use one.
Yeah, that's a possibility. There are always several of those bikes out in front of our apartment complex.
Or you could just walk to work.
Well, it's 5 kilometers from home to the office, but you've given me a thought. I could take a change of clothes and jog to work. But at this time of year, the air pollution is a real problem.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that. Get a taxi if you really have to.
Well, that's an expensive way to get to work.
Not if you use a ride-sharing app.
Good idea. I'll download one immediately. Thank you.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What does the woman say about her subway ride? Question 13. Why hasn't the woman got her own car? Question 14. What does the woman say about electric motorbikes? Question 15. How was the woman going to get to work? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear 3 or 4 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Steve Miller began his career in IT back in the late 1980s. Being a deaf person in tech required a huge amount of effort and organization. Because there was no email or text message service, everything had to be done face-to-face or by telephone. Communicating in meetings was very difficult. He needed a sign language interpreter for every meeting, but it was a huge effort to coordinate. These days, although challenges still remain, it's a good time to be a deaf person in tech, says Miller. Big advances in speech recognition technology have enabled communication tools to turn live speech into text in real time on your smartphone or laptop, and sign language into text as well. New tech, coupled with improvements in hearing aid technology and medical advances, means that Miller is able to focus far more on his work. He has benefited to a great extent from a tiny hearing device in his ear. It gives him a degree of hearing, and he can use a variety of communication methods depending on the situation. He can employ lip reading and have meetings via video instead of on the phone. These things have made a huge difference. He no longer has to worry about whether or not he can understand. He can just concentrate on how interesting the meeting might be and what he needs to get out of it in order to progress.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What do we learn about Steve Miller? Question 17. What does Miller say is making things better for people like him? Question 18. In what way can Miller benefit from attending meetings via video? Passage 2. Color is now spreading through our homes, up staircases, across wood frames and ceilings, filling in neutral spaces. According to one interior designer, when people return home, they want to see colors that cheer them up and give them a hug. Pure white walls simply don't do that. They don't look after you. Another interior designer commented that certain combinations can key into something on a deeper level, transporting you to a different moment in time. That's the power of color. If you were thinking to try color on some of your neutral walls, the advice is refreshingly simple. Choose a color you actually like. Don't go for a color because it's in fashion or you've seen it in a magazine. If you're wary of full color, test your tolerance with smaller spaces, such as the inside of a cupboard or a bright window frame. If it gives you joy every time you open the cupboard, you can start to take it further. One can also paint the wooden frameworks the same color as the walls, helping the rooms look bigger. In the kitchen, painting the overhead cupboards and the walls in the same color can make it feel more spacious, while painting the kitchen counters a bold color can make everything feel more open and lighter. Additionally, a painted ceiling is a magical thing without being too obvious, and can affect how the space feels as well.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What do people want upon returning home, according to the passage? Question 20. What does the passage say people should avoid doing in home decoration? Question 21. What can one do to make a room look bigger? Passage 3. Parents often hear that reading to their children is critical for supporting development, and the message is getting through to them. In fact, in the United States, a little over half of children between the ages of 3 and 5 were read to every day in 2007, and 83% of children in that age group in the same country were read to three or more times per week in 2012. This is good news because reading to young children helps their language and brain development. In fact, recent research has found that both the quality and quantity of shared book reading in infancy predicted later childhood vocabulary and reading skills. In other words, the more time parents spend reading, the greater the developmental benefits in their 4-year-old children. This is an important finding, but does it matter what books parents read? A new study has investigated this question. It followed infants across the second 6 months of life and found that when parents showed babies books that had faces or objects with specific labels, they learned more. This is in contrast to books that did not name images or books that had the same label under each image. Books that named different characters also promoted greater learning. So what does this mean for parents? Not all books are created equal, so parents need to choose the books they share with their children with great care.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 22. What does the passage say parents increasingly understand? Question 23. What can predict children's reading skills according to recent research? Question 24. What kind of books are said to help babies learn more? Question 25. What are parents advised to do at the end of the passage?
That's the end of listening comprehension.